Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
In the summer of 1935, and later to become a legend and an unmistakable icon of the jazz world, that was Rahsaan Roland Kirk with the tune Roland's Theme, and that's exactly what's going on here. And that's going to kick off a new hour of music dedicated to the man, his music, and a legacy that is very vibrant all the way into today. So, he was born with sight and became blind at the age of 2. That did nothing to hinder him from starting to play the bugle, then the trumpet, then the clarinet, then the C melody sax. By 15, he was playing the tenor sax professionally in R&B bands. That's just how he rolled. This was one talented cat that was known for his onstage vitality. His virtuoso improvisation minced with comic banter, political ranting, and the ability to play several instruments at one time, and it's an iconic image in jazz. He was one of the most exciting saxophone soloists in the entirety of jazz history. He was assuredly postmodernist before the term even existed. He felt little compunction about mixing and matching elements from the music's history and his groove that seemed always to be natural. So, known for his eccentricities, he was equally an immensely creative artist. It's safe to say that no improvising saxophonist ever possessed a more comprehensive bag of tools and technique, one that covered every aspect of jazz, from Dixieland to free. He had the ability to pace, shape, and elevate his improvisations to an extraordinary degree. And over this hour that will roll forth, we will dig the good that Mr. Kirk gave the world of jazz and music freely. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has perhaps one of the loftiest jazz legends to ever grace jazz, Charlie Bird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you one full hour of a legend, Mr. Rahsaan Roland Kirk. So let's skip over to 1962. Here's the Moon Song off his LP, We Free Kings.
My name is Bert Seeger, and I live in Boston, where I play jazz piano, and I'm here to tell you that you should be listening to, or you are listening to, Joe Domino's Neon Jazz.
That was another classic cut from Mr. Kirk. That was Soul Station off the 2012 Essential Jazz Master CD. So Roland was raised in Columbus, Ohio, and lived in a neighborhood known as Flytown. Before the jazz arrived, he felt compelled by a dream to transpose two letters in his first name to make Roland. And it wasn't until 1970 that Kirk added Rahsaan to his name after hearing it in a dream. This is one dreamy cat. So his musical career spanned from 1955 until his death in 1977. He preferred to lead his own bands and rarely performed as a sideman. The only rare exception was recording with arranger Quincy Jones and drummer Roy Haynes, along with some quality stints with bassist Charles Mingus, and no one could ever pass that up. As we touched on, Kirk was politically outspoken. He talked about black history and the civil rights movement in the United States, and his monologues were often laced with satire and humor. Again from 1962, here's Kirk live at the Newport Jazz Fest, where he shined with the tune Nice and Easy His Way, as we keep the good going on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is Herlin Raleigh, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Hope you enjoy it and keep the groove alive.
Thank you.
That was Rahsaan with a big tune in his catalog called Our Waltz, again off that Essential Jazz Master 2012 CD. So his playing was generally rooted in soul jazz or hard bop, but his overall knowledge of jazz history allowed him to draw from many elements of his music's past. He absorbed classical influences, and his artistry reflected elements of pop music by composers like Smokey Robinson, Burt Bacharach, Duke Ellington, and John Coltrane. So along with playing, he collected many musical instruments over the years, saxophones, clarinets, and flutes. Many of his instruments were exotic or homemade, and they were great for pictures, and there's many of them out there with him. Here's another cut live in 1967. This is the tune, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, next on the program.
Jimmy Hopps on the drums, Jimmy Hopps. Ron Burton on the piano. Thank you very much. Thank you.
My name is Justin Papa. I'm a jazz pianist, and I'm having a great time talking with Joe Domino from Neon Jazz.
That was Rahsaan with the cut 3 for the festival off the Essential Jazzmaster CD. So he was always on stage with all three horns hanging around his neck, playing the horns at once, harmonizing with himself, and he would sustain a note for lengthy durations by using circular breathing. He used the multiple horns to play true chords. This cat was a living, breathing, one-man saxophone section, and he always insisted that he was only trying to emulate the sounds that he heard in his head. And Rahsaan was always using non-musical gadgets like alarm clocks, sirens, or a section of common garden hose, dubbed the Black Mystery Pipes. And that right there, my friends, is the innovation that he brought about. From the 1976 LP, The Return of the 5,000-Pound Man, here's the tune Sweet Georgia Brown as we look further into the world of Mr. Kirk.
There goes that Christian man on down the road.
Down what road? You're in the city now, my friend.
Yeah, but he's walking.
Walking where? Where's he going?
president, join Joe Domino. Catch his show on Leon Jazz. It's fantastic.
That was the tune with the great name, A Sack Full of Soul. That's what we love around here. From the very popular LP Three-Sided Dream, and he did that very well, circa 1975. This is the tune Freaks for the Festival as we begin heading near the end of this hour of our Rahsaan Jazz Journey, baby.
Look at it, look at it, look at it, look at it. from the sky. Hey, who is it? It ain't Superman. It ain't Superfly. It's Super Self. Yeah, there are a bunch of people sitting around doing everything illegal. They sitting around talking all that old stuff, talking about who's this and who's that, and ain't nobody talking about nothing. Ah, yeah.
I'm living in Paris now, but definitely anytime I come to the United States, I make sure to tune in to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
That was the 1968 song, The Inflated Tear. So, Rahsaan died from a second stroke in 1977 after performing in a room at the Indiana University Student Union in Bloomington. He was only 42 years old, but the legacy he left behind was larger than one single life lived. In fact, Jimi Hendrix idolized Kirk and even hoped to collaborate with him one day. Zappa was influenced by him, and the great Jeff Coffin, a member of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones in Dave Matthews' band, and a big name in jazz, plays multi-saxophones simultaneously in honor of Kirk. He was a king of jazz for sure, and he left so much behind that we just heard over this last hour. And in honor of the mark that he left, we leave with the tune Triple Thread off his 2013 CD, Third Dimension. So with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always toggling multiple dials, words and thoughts all at once, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig, what you want to hear. We are always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.